We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Jesus is on the throne. I've got breath in my lungs, and I intend to use that breath to proclaim his word and to proclaim his glory and his praise. So thank you for tuning in. Today we are going through Acts chapter 15, and as happens many times, as we're teaching through a passage, we find a subject that we want to address because it is so prevalent. And like I shared, I believe it was on Monday's program, you know, that there may be people who do not address certain issues, they withdraw. But I am charged with the responsibility of proclaiming the full gospel of Jesus Christ. And I do believe that the word of God is good news. I don't believe it's bad news. I believe that it is good news. And so I want to share with it. And so when it tells me not to do something, when it tells you not to do something, I don't look at that as punitive or restrictive or archaic or old-fashioned. I look at it as a timeless principle from God. And listen, I can sit down and discuss these issues with anybody, and I'll do it with a heart of love. Anything that you can talk about, and what we're talking about right now is sexual immorality. Anything that you can think of in that scenario, pretty much I've known and loved on people who fell prey to some of that stuff. A verse in the Old Testament says, he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. He who chases fantasies lacks judgment. And you and I are not called to live our life in folly, but we're called to live it with a sober-minded reality, knowing that one day we are going to stand before our Lord and Savior. So we want to give a shout-out today to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical. They are in... They're based out of Rockledge, Florida. They go up and down the county. I talked to Dennis here a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I was driving to the radio station and one of your trucks was headed in front of me. And then I was headed to the hospital and there was a truck right beside me. And that one of them was headed west. One of them was headed south. They do go all over the county, whether it's an air conditioning or an electrical problem. Do not let that thing, if it's an electrical problem, that can be very dangerous. You want to call a professional and get that taken care of. If you're having air conditioning problems and this brutal heat that we have been dealing with in the month of June and July, you don't want to just close your eyes and bury your head in the sand and hope that the problem's going to solve itself. It's not. And so we encourage you to call them, 632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast, and they will get you fixed up just as soon as possible. So we're already over halfway through the year, and we do want to invite you out today to our vintage service. We're teaching through the book of Isaiah right now. And let me see if I can find my... We are in Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Isaiah, the 26th chapter. And so if you'd like to come and be a part of that Bible study, come join us at 11 a.m. today. And we have plenty of seats available for that. Our kids' ministry resumes tonight at 6 o'clock. We start serving food. 6:30, the classes start taking place. And... Uh, that they get over at 7:45. And so if you don't like to drive at night, you'll still be done this time of year before dark. And so that's always a good thing. So let's get right to the word today, shall we? And we are in Acts chapter 15, verse number 18 again. And it says, "Known to God from eternity are all his works, and therefore I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren." So we are addressing this concept of sexual immorality. We were in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 yesterday because the Bible has a lot to say about it. You know, with all of the Bible programs and Google searches that you can do, search engines, you know, you can act. There really is no excuse for biblical ignorance anymore. There really isn't. There are so many tools. I encourage you. In fact, I love seeing even some of our older members of our congregation. They have smartphones and they have the Bible app on their smartphone. And it's just great. They some of them listen to it, and people are following me on their phone and stuff like that. It's really, really cool to see the technology that people are using to get the good news of Jesus Christ publicized throughout our community. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9. That's where we were yesterday, and it says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived." That's where we were yesterday. "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you." Such were some of you. So, please, before you write me a hateful email and describe me as a homophobe or anything like that, I want you to know that that is not what this passage is talking about. It is not about hate. It is about forgiveness. It is not about anything other than seeing people liberated from whatever sin it was that was a stronghold in their life. You've heard me talk on this program before. Everybody pretty much has a stronghold that they battle with and they fight on a regular basis. And yours may be different than mine. So I would be doing you an injustice to say, okay, well, the sin that you are dealing with, God just has a special caveat of grace that is there for that. And so you don't have to change your lifestyle. I want you to know that God has had me change my lifestyle. That is not a bad thing. That is a good thing. I tell our congregation, one of the prayers that I pray for them is I pray that God blesses you into the highest tax bracket, because I would rather be in the higher tax bracket, having to pay higher taxes and having resources to be able to fund the good news of Jesus Christ going around the globe, than I would to not have enough money to even meet my own needs and then be shackled to be able to share the love of Jesus with anybody. So I want you to know that this message that Paul shared in 1 Corinthians, it describes that the things that he just talked about people who did those things would not inherit the kingdom of God, he says that now there are people in the church that used to have that as part of their background, that now it no longer exists as a reality in their life. You see, it is not about the continue. It's not about being forgiven so you can continue in that act of sin, but it is about seeing that stronghold demolished for the glory of God. And so Paul says, he says, do not be deceived. And he goes on and he describes several different aspects of sexual immorality. He says, fornicators, idolaters, we talked about idolatry already, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. You know what Paul just said there? There's a lot of people that are not going to make it into the kingdom of God. He said there's a lot of people in their current circumstance that have things going on in their life that they have not repented of, that if they don't repent, it's going to prevent them from participating in the goodness of God that God really wants them to. If I can share you this, you were not created for the devil's hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. You were created to be in the glorious presence of Jesus Christ for all of eternity. And if you and I use our free will that God has given to us to choose to live in a manner that is not agreeable or suitable for the kingdom of heaven, then we end up participating and making our lodging, our dwelling, our abiding place in an atmosphere that we weren't created to live in. What happens if you find yourself underwater for a prolonged period of time without a scuba tank? You die. You know why? Because you weren't created to live in that atmosphere. In the same way, the fish that lives underwater, if you bring it on shore, most of them are going to die because they weren't created to live in this atmosphere. So God knows how he created you. He created you in his image for his purpose. So I encourage you, it's not exclusive. You know, there are parameters. There are things that are not suitable for members of the body of Christ. And those things, you know, we're not supposed to be thieves. We're not supposed to be coveting. We're not supposed to be stealing. We're not supposed to be drunk. We're not supposed to be drunkards, alcoholics. Okay. There's a lot of things that take place in society where we relabel things. You know, I saw something the other day. I didn't bother looking it up. I happen to have blue eyes. And so, you know, this headline kind of got me, caught me, my attention for just a minute, and said that people with blue eyes are susceptible to alcoholism. And it's like, well, there's one more reason that I can add that I don't want alcohol in a part of my life. You know why? Because I don't want to be on the 6 o'clock news being an embarrassment to my Savior and my King and say, you know what? Bob Arthurs was just arrested for drunk driving. That would not bring glory to God. And so I don't participate in that. It goes on and says revilers, people who are party and even extortioners or blackmailers, people who intimidate others or terrorize other people for the sake of money. He said, you're not living in a manner that is befitting the kingdom of God. So I want you to see that there are standards in the kingdom. And now let's get to the crux of the matter. And it goes on and it says, there's not going to be fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, or sodomites are all on those lists of people who will not inherit the kingdom of God as long as they continue in the practice of doing those things. Okay? Again, that's not Bob Arthur saying that. That is Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And so we're not here just pointing one of these things out. You should not be involved in pornography. You should not be involved in premarital sex. You should not be involved in extramarital sex. And you should not, and those are the heterosexual activities. And then he goes on and he mentions both parts of both elements, most active members, if you would, of those involved in homosexual activity. And he says, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. Listen, the Supreme Court can rule and make it legal, but they can't make it holy. They may have influence because of their jurisdiction here in America, but that jurisdiction does not extend to heaven. And for your sake, I want to cry out, if you are involved in any one of those things, that Jesus wants to invite you to a better way of life, living in his kingdom. Okay, so let's look at, and it says, and such were some of you, verse number 11, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. Okay, so now drop down to verse number 15. Okay, let me take you to verse number 13 first. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. And there's the mindset that is different. I kind of hinted at it, I believe, on yesterday's program, where there was this change of mindset that the Supreme Court ruled back in the 70s, and that is, you have a right to your body, and whatever is going on inside of your body, you have full sovereignty over that, and you can kill it if you want, and you can let it live if you want. The free choice over your own body. And now, since then, there has been this slippery slope that that preachers were saying, hey, we are on the precipice here, and there's a whole lot of other things that are going to take place if we step off this cliff. And now people think that their sexual activity, that it is all about them. And what God says is that actually your body was not made for sexual immorality. It was made for the Lord. Your body is, and it goes on to say this, do you not know that your bodies are members? Let me drop down to where it is. It says in verse 18, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does outside his body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you and whom you have, and you are not your own? Okay. And so what he says is, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is pointing you to Jesus so that Jesus can present you to the Father, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, forgiven, sanctified, justified, cleansed, and ready for heaven. Okay? That's the thing that it talks about. And God says, that there are things that take place in your body. It really pains me to see that there are people in society, they're dying because they abuse the temple of the Holy Spirit. They abuse the temple that God, listen, you only get one. You only get one body. You want to take care of that. You really do. And so we've come through our celebrations and all of that sort of stuff. 4th of July is in the rearview mirror. Today, let me find my piece of paper here just a second. But today we do have one more celebration that is going on in our family. But outside of that, there's a change of behavior that is coming in my life, because I've got to take care of this body, and the older it gets, the more it's tending to cause pain. And so you have to adopt this mindset. Sexual immorality says it is all about me. And when it comes to your relationship with God, it needs to be, hey, this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I need to use this body not as an instrument of wickedness, but as an instrument of righteousness for the glory of God. And so in verse 18, it says, flee from sexual immorality. It says that what happens in verse number 16, do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And so what he's talking about there in that passage is that when there was sexual immorality, and again, he's addressing the immorality in the church primarily, and then to a greater extent, those outside of the church, he said, but there's this division that is going on in your persona. If you think that you are one with the Lord in spirit, and yet you are participating in this immorality, and your flesh is one with them, then what you have done is you have created a division, and parts of your makeup are going in opposite directions, and then you wonder why you're torn and you're confused. And listen, I've never seen so much confusion in all of my life. He says, don't do that. Run from it. Run from it. Embrace the plan of God and allow him to, at the perfect time, bring that right individual into your life. And guys, for you, that would be a woman. Women, for you, that would be a guy. Let him bring them into your life at the right time. He says, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In other words, when you asked Jesus to forgive you of your Lord and Savior, you said, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to tell you a very real issue that I went through in my life. When I was in Bible school, I was introduced to the Minor Prophet book of Hosea, and it talked about Hosea's unfaithful wife, Gomer. She was a prostitute. She married Hosea, had children, and then she went and she became a prostitute again, abandoned her family, went out and did all sorts of things, used up all of her beauty, thought that the blessings that Hosea and God had brought into her life were meant for her to be used upon herself, and she ended up being a broken down woman physically, and they put her up on the auction block because whoever she was enamored with or thought that she was in love with, you know, once the beauty faded, they didn't want to have anything to do with it. Guys, if I can tell you something, one of the things that just makes me want to speak boldly is when somebody trades in their, you know, if I can put it in this mindset, trades in their wife of their youth for a younger model. That just really doesn't set well with me. And you are supposed to keep faith with the wife of your youth. And so I encourage you to have that mindset that you are committed to life, not just committed to them while they're healthy or committed to them while they are beautiful. Okay. And so I was introduced to this and this passage when I was in Bible school, and I said, God, I want to be able to love my wife the same way that Hosea loved his wife. And a few years passed, and I met the lady who I would marry, the love of my life, and felt like that God wanted us to be married. I actually had a word from God that she would be my wife, and she had a word from God that I would be her husband, but neither one of us communicated that to the other one for quite some time. But before I ever asked her to marry me, I said, God, I won't ask her to marry me until I can exhibit for her the same love that you have exhibited to me. You see, I didn't just make a convenient commitment. I made a covenant for life. And those things that, will you love her and honor her in sickness and in health, for rich or for poor? People thought that my wife just had grandiose eyes of, you know, ministering in that local church, and my wife has sacrificed. I honor her today for the things that she has been willing to do to go across this country, wherever God led, so that we could love on broken people. You know what our life statement is? Restoring value spiritually and relationally. We like to pick up that which others have cast off and say, wait a minute, that's not God's plan for your life. God is able to restore you and make you even better than what others believe that you could be. I asked my wife, I said, I am not asking you to take a journey of faith with me. I'm asking you to take a leap of faith with me. When I asked her to marry me, I was not financially well off at all, but I had a call of God on my life. And we set out and said, God, wherever you lead us, whatever you want for us, that's what we will do. And we have chosen to honor God physically, spiritually, and we will continue to do so to the end of our days. I want you to know I love my wife. I love God who gave me my wife. And I want to make sure that I honor him. And so please understand that where the beginning of the sin takes place is when the mindset comes in that says, this circumstance, this temptation is no concern of God's. Whatever I do here is not going to have any bearing on him. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I want you to know that is a demonic mindset. That's a seed sowed from the Garden of Eden. One time I was dealing with a person, and they said, I want to get married to this person. And I said, well, God doesn't want you to get married to that person. And you might be shaking your head. How could you be so bold to say that? Because I can read my Bible, and it says don't be unequally yoked. And so I said that, and I said, you know, you need to wait. You need to wait and make sure that God redeems that man's life. And she said, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and marry them, and then I will later repent. And I want you to know, folks, we live in a society that's doing what it wants to do and says, one day I'll repent. Don't make that mistake. It's a fatal mistake. You don't want to do it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.